This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. So today I've had a lot of questions these last couple weeks in the office, and I feel like they are topics that are quite relatable to a lot of people. So I'm going to give my opinion, and you can take it or leave it, but I think there's just such a need to fill in the gap. So it's not necessarily one topic today, but some of the things that I think we're going to cover. I had a patient who asked me more recently, their son had been struggling with fibromyalgia. And there is a lot of people who struggle with fibromyalgia. So we're going to talk about what your nervous system has to do with something like fibromyalgia and why we see such great results in the office with that. But then as well, I've had a lot of people come to me with really, really low cholesterol. And there's a thought process, because there's obviously cholesterol that's deemed too high. And there's obviously cholesterol that can be deemed too low. Now, we talk a lot about the too high, but there's not oftentimes that someone talks about cholesterol if it becomes too low, right? There's actually health risks and health dangers with cholesterol that's too low. So when you see this number and we're like, oh my gosh, that's so good, you're so far away from 200, there can be health risks with that. And we don't talk about it often. So that's some of the stuff that we are going to cover today on just the human body, how it works, what we do in the office, because we look at five essentials. Now, if you've never been in the office, if you've never tuned in to Maximize Your Life, we really go by five essentials in the office. The first one is maximized mind. This is one where we sit down and really empower people on how to take their health into their own hand, to give them action steps so that they can be successful overall. We look at the nervous system. Nervous system in and of itself is what controls every single cell, organ, and tissue in the body. So I often ask people, what is the one organ that controls all systems in the human body? And oftentimes people will shout, the heart. And that's not true, because there's actually an organ system that controls the heart, and that's the brain, which is why you can stop the heart, you can take it out, you can put a brand new one in and reconnect those nerves. That's what a heart transplant is. You ultimately die when that central nervous system, that brain stem and spinal cord, stop functioning. We talk about nutrition, right? Our number three essential is max nutrition. So that's obviously putting in the proper fuel and nutrients to serve our body so that it can function at that 100%. Your body needs nutrients to fuel itself. It's the gas power. We look at maximize oxygen and lean muscle, right? Motion is life. Oxygen is a necessity for the human body. And lastly, we look at minimizing toxins. You know, so many times people have been exposed to toxins, whether it be through heavy metals, different medication. When we look at that overall, it can serve a toxicity load, and it can cause health problems overall. So that overall is what we look for as a whole. So we don't look at body systems individually. We want to see how health happens on a whole level. That's what we look at. So it's just one that this is where we see people thrive in the office in terms of their health. Where ordinary medicine and chiropractic have failed, often when people come here, they say, you know what, I've seen 6 doctors. I've seen 10 doctors. I've gone to all these places. I don't really think you can help me, but I've got nothing to lose. And unfortunate, it's so unfortunate that that's how people start in our office, right? Why, you were typically never the first practitioner. They've seen all of these other people. But again, this is why we have such amazing testimonies, is because we look at how the body heals and functions at a whole, right? Think about the root word inside health is what? It's the first 4 letters. The first 4 letters inside health are what? It's heal. It's how your body heals. So that's what we look at. So before we get into cholesterol and some fibromyalgia, I'm going to talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe
today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News comes from New York Times. Prescription drugs may cost more with insurance than without it. Not much of a surprise to people. So this article, again, talks about prescription drugs that may cost more with insurance than without it. So they go on to talk about how they have a gentleman. His name is Patrick. Because really, we think having health insurance is supposed to save you money on your prescriptions. But increasingly, customers are finding that this isn't the case. So Patrick found this out when he went to fill a prescription for generic cholesterol drugs. In May, he handed his Medicare prescription card to the pharmacist at a local Walgreens and was told that he owed $83.94 for a 3-month supply. Alarmed at this price, he went online and found Blink Health, a startup offering the same drug, generic Crestor, for cholesterol. For $45.89, so almost half. It had shrunk a better deal than doing this with his insurance, United Healthcare. He said it's completely ridiculous. It's 72 years old. An era where drug prices have ignited public outrage and insurers are requiring consumers to shoulder most of the cost, people are shocked to discover that they can get a better deal than their own insurers. Behind the seemingly simple act of buying a bottle of pills, a host of players, drug companies, pharmacies, insurers, pharmaceutical benefit managers are taking cuts of the profit, even as consumers are left to fend for themselves. Although there are no nationwide figures on how consumers could have gotten a better deal on their own, one industry estimates that it's up to 10% of drug interactions involved such situations. 10%. Which when I read that, I was like, that doesn't really sound like that much. That figure could total as much as 400 million prescriptions a year. 400 million. So basically how it happens is pharmacy benefit managers, the companies that deal with drug benefits on behalf of insurance, often do a negotiation for better prices for consumers, particularly for brand name medications. But it's not true typically with generic drugs. So insurers, clients, are frequently employers overseeing large number of workers, and the companies are focused on overall cost. So when insurers seek deal for generic drugs, they do so in batches, reaching agreement for groups of different drugs rather than getting the lowest price on every drug. So that's, I thought that was interesting. I didn't know that that's how it worked. So as a result of these complicated layers of negotiation, different insurers end up paying different prices for individual drugs. Several companies have emerged to capitalize on consumer anger over the confusing variation of price. So the players include not only Blink Health and its better known competitor GoodRx, but also a veteran business like Express Scripts helped started a subsidiary aiming at cash paying customers. So last Sunday, we talked about this, CVS Health announced plans to merge with health insurance Aetna. at a move that would create a corporate giant that many have said would have little incentive to serve the need of regular people. I'm like, this is what we talked about last week when I'm like, this feels dirty, right? So they talk about this move would have little incentive to serve the need of regular people. Some consumers say their experience with CBS already demonstrates how easy it is to fall through the cracks. In one case, a customer managed by CVS Caremark would have paid more for a drug through her plan at a CVS than she would ended up paying at the same store, the same CVS, if she had a coupon with GoodRx. Are you looking? We think, oh my gosh, like I'm so protected with this insurance, right? It's designed to make it so that I pay less. That's why I'm paying all of these premiums. But then when you get there, you realize you're actually paying more. They go on to talk about other pharmacies and just how it isn't right, and how prices can vary widely from month to month when consumers pay cash. Drug discounts have been around for years. But overall, I mean, it's a pretty large article. But it's just one, when I looked at that, it's like, they're talking about just with prescription drugs. They're not talking about what happens in the medical community, right? We view health insurance as protection for us, right? Protection so that we don't pay that much. And do I feel like there's a time and a place for insurance? Absolutely. But when you're looking at if insurance is going to get you well, then that mindset is failing you exponentially. Here is my example. Most people have homeowners insurance, right? Homeowners insurance is designed for catastrophic care. If you have a fire, there's a tornado, if you have a flood, that is what your homeowners insurance is designed for, catastrophic care. Homeowners insurance will never add value to your home, right? They're not going to pay for you to get new granite countertops. They are not going to pay for you to remodel your home and get new floors. They are not going, right? Homeowners insurance pays for catastrophic care. And that's the same thing as health insurance. You forget that there's no real difference between that. Your health care insurance, if your appendix explodes, if you break your arm, if you're in a massive car accident, if you have a stroke, right? Your insurance is designed to pay for catastrophic care, but your health insurance doesn't pay for your health to be better. They don't invest in your health. That's why they don't pay for clean vegetables. That's why they don't pay for your gym membership. That's why they don't pay for things for you to get well. So you have to realize, if you are basing your healthcare and you're trying to work on a model for your health to be better using your health insurance, then you're always going to be in the wrong. Your healthcare, quote unquote, healthcare insurance is sick care. It's not healthcare. It's a wrong model. So eventually when you look, you have to think this sick care model, you have to start doing something better with your health. You still have to start being proactive in investing in your health on your own, because if not, then you're going to fall into that sick care model. That's where we are looking at all of these people with cholesterol and heart disease. We've fallen into the sick care model. We're thinking, what can we do? We're already sick. What can we do to be healthy? But when you're not sick, what are you doing to invest in your health so you never fall into that sick care model, right? That's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So you've got to look, what are you doing to invest in your health? Have you been into the office? Have you checked your nervous system? What kind of awesome supplements are you taking? Are you eating properly? Are you serving the great nutrients? Healthcare, that's true healthcare. Looking at how your body heals. So, got to check us out. Where are you at? 317-893-2853. We're 893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment online. greenwoodfamilychiropractic@gmail.com. Click for requests and appointments. $25 for initial exam and consultation. So greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, 317-893-2853. Now, when we come back, have you ever heard of fibromyalgia? What really is it, and is there help?
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and
welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check out our Facebook page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, I have a lot of patients who have experienced. I have lots of patients who have experienced and know people who have experienced fibromyalgia. So I think the one thing when we look at fibromyalgia, that's kind of a blanket term. It's hard for people to understand inevitably what is fibromyalgia. So you've got to look a little bit deeper. So oftentimes it's tender points. So most people want to know what is fibromyalgia. And fibromyalgia overall is a disorder characterized by widespread musculoskeletal pain accompanied by fatigue, sleep, memory, and mood issues. Researchers believe that fibromyalgia amplifies painful sensations by affecting the way that your brain processes signals. Symptoms often begin after a physical trauma, surgery, infection, or significant psychological stress. An overactive nervous system, if you will. So WebMD version used to, the definition used to say that fibromyalgia is an overactive nervous system. So again, typically presents symptom-wise with widespread pain that is often described as a constant dull ache that's been there for at least 3 months. And there's different fibro points, like I said often. So they say, why does it hurt? So researchers believe, and this comes from Mayo Clinic, researchers believe repeated nerve stimulation, an overactive nervous system, causes the brains of people with fibromyalgia to change. This change involves an abnormal increase in levels of certain chemicals in your brain that signal pain, neurotransmitters. It's an overactive nervous system, right? Your brain's shooting out all of these extra signals. In addition, the brain's pain receptors seem to develop a sort of memory of the pain and can become more sensitive, meaning they can overact with pain signals. Overactive nervous system. So where do we come into play? So pain, most people don't even understand what is pain. Pain is your body's way of telling you that there's something wrong, right? So imagine you go in and you step on a tack. Your nerves send pain back to your brain. This pain is a protective form of pain. It warns you to take action because an injury has occurred. So especially when you're looking at fibromyalgia, it's centralized sensation. This means that the problem can result from overactive nervous systems, a central nervous system problem, which can cause more intense response to pain. It's a volume control, right? Your brain, typically when we have pain though, and this is, I see it all too often in the office, we ignore pain. We try to tell you, hey, pain is your body's warning signs trying to get your attention to take action. But what do we do with pain? Ouch, I have pain. I don't really need to get down to the cause. I can just go to the store, get an over-the-counter, see if that works. And usually it does for a little bit until the point where it doesn't. And then we go to the doctor and we get a prescription. If that prescription isn't strong enough, we go to a different doctor. And they try to manage the pain with more prescriptions and more drugs and, right, all of these things. It just doesn't get down to the cause. So it's really interesting to do a little bit more investigation about the history of fibromyalgia. Because really, when you look at fibromyalgia, it's nothing more or less if you point to multiple places on your body that hurt, dull aching for a long period of time. That's what fibromyalgia is, right? Fibra in Latin means fibrous tissue. That has to do with painful tendons or ligaments. Myos in Greek means muscle. And algios in Greek means pain. Fibromyalgios. Fibrous tissues, fibrous tendons, muscles, and pain. They didn't even come up with guidelines. The American College of Rheumatology wrote the first set of guidelines to help diagnose fibromyalgia in 1990. The first guidelines for even treating fibromyalgia, they didn't even know how to treat fibromyalgia, published by the American Pain Society, was in 2005, 12 years ago. 2007, the first prescription for the FDA was to manage fibromyalgia. 2007. This is a relatively new condition, right? This is a new diagnosis for people. My body hurts everywhere. All right. Well, now we have this diagnostic box. You hurt everywhere? Here's some fibromyalgia. Now that we can put you in the box of fibromyalgia, here are all the symptoms. Look like you have all these symptoms. Let's diagnose you. And with that diagnosis, now comes treatment, right? We don't treat you if we're not in that box, if it doesn't present with what condition is. So what do we treat fibromyalgia, this overactive nervous system, right? Because here's what's really interesting when they talk about fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia pain is a result from neurogenic inflammation of peripheral nerves. This is huge, right? Overactive nervous system, peripheral nerve pain. Let's just talk about what we do in the office. So we are nervous system doctors, right? We work specifically with spinal cord, the bones that surround and protect that central nervous system and the nerve root in general. So if you are compressing a nerve root, right, your central nervous system, this is important. So out of all your nerves in your body, 7% go to things that feel pain, 93% your function. 7% pain-based fibers, 93% function. So pain is just your body's warning sign, right? We talked about that. Pain is your body trying to tell you, hey, there's something else underlying that's going on. The organs in which those nerves go to typically don't have the viscera that feels pain. You're not like, oh, my heart is so achy today. Oh, man, I've got real sharp pain in my lungs. Because those organs don't have the viscera that feels pain. But what happens is, and they even say, well, how could this even happen? How would you ever actually what are the causes of fibromyalgia? And often one is triggered by injury or trauma. Well, of course, damage the nerves. They talk about hereditary. It could be psychological or emotional stress, autoimmune disorders, infection. So if there's ever damage to the nervous system, right, then the brain's not communicating out to organ systems that it's 100% potential. We don't treat fibromyalgia. We don't treat organ system disorders. I don't treat these things, right? So when you come in here and say, I need you to treat me for fibromyalgia, I will say, well, I don't do that here. But what I do is I look at the spine to see, is there any damage throughout the nervous system on the bones, the nerves themselves, that might be causing the fact that your brain's not being able to communicate, right? It's an overfiring problem. So we just dampen the nerve signals in the brain that say, ouch, I feel pain, ouch, I feel pain, ouch, I feel pain, ouch, I feel pain. Which is, ouch, tell the brain to be quiet. And I'm like, why is the nervous system overactive? Why is the nervous system overactive? Is there damage on those nerves that's not allowing the brain to communicate out to where it needs to go? Because when you're thinking the heart doesn't need any less messages, the lungs don't need any less messages, but your brain is having to work overtime to get those messages out to have those organ systems function. But it's not just those organ systems. It goes everywhere throughout. Because you think about, for a great example, T1 through T4. So if you feel on the base of your neck that bump, that's typically for the average person T1. Feel that bump and three bumps down. That's T1, 2, 3, 4. Those four bumps go directly nerve-wise out to your heart and your lungs. Your heart is T1 through T4. Your lungs are T2 through T4. Those are also the nerves that go across the shoulders, underneath the scapula, and start to go down your arms. So when you look at right? I've got shoulder pain. The points on the back of my neck hurt so bad. Even tender to the touch, right? Where clothes bother you. Well, your body's trying to send all of these signals out to your heart, but it's not just sending them out there. Those nerves are also going down through the shoulders, down to the arms. So when we're like, we have all of this extra, of course, it's not just going out. It's going out to everywhere else too. It's not just the organs. It's the body systems as well. So when you're like, hey, is your nervous system overactive? I don't know. Is there damage to the nervous system? Because as a doctor, that's exactly what we look at in the office. That's what we look at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We are doctor of the nerves. We are doctor of the spine. It's crazy. But then the alternative of that in terms of treatment, right? What's treatment? Well, the FDA has approved 3 drugs to treat fibromyalgia. An antidepressant, right? An anti-seizure medication, because they said, hey, it just slows the brain down. Antidepressants just tell your brain, you don't hear all of that. Right? It helps with serotonin and norepinephrine to help control pain. It tells your brain. So when your brain's saying, ow, I hurt, ow, I hurt, ow, I hurt. What does an antidepressant do? Shh, be quiet. I don't hear you. When you look at a drug for anti-seizure, it says, well, just prevent sensitive nerves from sending in too many pain signals. That's not the cause. Why? Why? Why do you have it? That's not the cause. A lack of epilepsy seizure medication is not the cause of your fibromyalgia. So why is it the solution? Right? It's just one of those ones. Gabapentin, Neurontin. Again, those are ones that say, hey, we're nervous system dampener. We're going to slow the brain down, lessen the pain. These are literally ones that affect the chemistry of your brain. But what's the cause? You know, it's one that when you look at, there's often a lot, and this is one where too, there's a lot of underlying inflammation that I see, whether it be through food, oxygen, lack of oxygen, toxicity load. There's lots of different things that we look at when someone comes in with fibromyalgia. But the first thing has to do is if it's a overactive nervous system, who's checked out your nerves, right? Let's get down to the root cause. So let me tell you a quick story. I have begged and pleaded for her to come on and she won't, which is very frustrating to me because I asked really nicely. But I'm like, your testimony will help so many people. So just wait one day. I'm going to say, well, so here, I have a patient in the office, and he for years has tried to get his mom into the office. So he finally got her in the office. Took 2.5-3 years. She had fibromyalgia. And you could tell. She's one of the people who, like, I'm only here because my son won't be quiet about it. I'm like, perfect. So we go through her x-rays and she's like, well, I'll get adjusted, but I'm not doing anything else. I don't want to do all the dietary stuff. She's probably in her early 70s. I'm not doing all this other dietary stuff. I'm just getting adjusted. And I will tell you, when I first started adjusting her, I don't know if what I was doing even was really considered an adjustment. It was so light. I literally could barely touch her. But I also, too, would be like, hey, what'd you have for breakfast? And she'd say, well, I had this. I'm like, what if we did this for breakfast instead? That'd be pretty cool, right? She's like, all right. Changed one thing. A couple weeks later, I'd say, hey, how are you taking any fish oil? You taking some multivitamins? Because that'll really help with all of the. Oh, so she takes some good supplements. And so we go through all these little changes, all by getting her adjusted. A couple months in, 3 months, she said, you know what? This isn't helping at all. I don't know that I'm going to continue on. And I said, all right, listen, how long have you had fibromyalgia? She said, well over 30 years. And I said, how long have you been here? She said, 3 months. I said, well, you've got to look. It took a process for you to get this bad in your journey with fibromyalgia. We've only had 3 months. This process is going to take some time. So she stuck it out. And at 5 or 6 months, she came in and she said, I got to tell you something. I said, what? She goes, I had a good day. And to me, I'm like, you had a good day. She said, no, I don't think you understand. In the last 25 years, I have not had one good day. I had a good day. I said, that's amazing. Because I said, just wait, because keep going. Keep continuing on this path. I said, because just wait, you're going to have 2 good days. And then you're going to have 2 good weeks. And what, one time, we're going to get to 2 good months. And more recently, she's been under care for a couple of years, and she said, "Hey, I gotta tell you something." I said, "What?" She goes, "You're not gonna believe this." She said, "I've had 2 good months in a row." She said, "I cannot tell you what a difference that is." I said, "Do you have gym shoes on?" And she said, "Absolutely. Yeah." She's like, "I'm going to the YMCA to walk. I got to get my 3 miles in today. Every day I get up now and I walk 3 miles. And I said, "Look at that." I said, "You know what's really amazing about that? The day you started under care at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, you had a decision you could make in terms of your health. You could say, you know what, this isn't for me. I don't think it's going to help. But you didn't. You made that plunge. So imagine when those paths, the last 2 years, what your health would look like had you never started in the office." I said, "Hey, guess what? When you were a couple months under care and you were getting hopeless because you didn't think that this was working for you and you decided, hey, I'm going to make a decision to stick it out. Imagine you at that day had a choice that you could make for your health. 2 paths. You could stop care and say, you know what, it didn't work for me. Or you could make the choice, the conscious decision for your health to stick it out. And you made that path to continue on with care. And guess what happened? I said, where would your health be had you not continued on?" And you just think about these stories where people are literally skeptical. They're hopeless. They don't believe what we can do. It helps. But you get to this point where, again, we weren't her first doctor. We were her 10th doctor, her 12th doctor, and all of these things. So, you know, it took 2.5-3 years to get her in the office. I figured I've got like another year and a half before she'll actually come on the radio and share her testimony. But I see these stories in the office so many times, and I'm like, what a blessing it is to be a part of these people and how much we can really help. And you're those people listening. You are those people out there, your friends, your loved ones. There are people out there that don't know that there's an opportunity for them to get help. And that's what we want to be. We want to be the light for people. We want to be the help. We want to be the hope, right? It's $25 for initial exam and consultation. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or schedule your appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, when we come back, cholesterol, it can be too high. Is there really a thing of it being too low? Yep. Talk about it next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us.
Today, we are talking about health. Every day, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, that's what we do. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check us out. We are located at the corner of 135 in Fairview, right in the heart of Greenwood, Indiana. We've got tons of great events coming up these next couple months. So I encourage you to check out our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Go to our events page. You can register online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, cholesterol. So let's start with this. What is cholesterol and why do you need it? So yeah, that's right. You actually need cholesterol. Cholesterol is a soft, waxy substance that's found not only in your bloodstream, but also in every cell in your body. It helps to produce cellular membranes, hormones, vitamin D, bile acid, so it helps you digest fat. Cholesterol also helps in the formation of your memories and is vital for neurological function, right? So your liver makes about 75% of your body's cholesterol. And there's 2 types, HDL and LDL. HDL is considered the quote-unquote good, where LDL is considered quote-unquote the bad. Really, all cholesterol is just made up. Cholesterol is your body's healing mechanism. It's designed to help you heal. So triglycerides are often linked to heart disease and diabetes. Triglyceride levels are known to rise from eating too many grains and sugars. not being physically active, smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, overweight, and obesity. Funny, I have a patient who's vegan and is like, my triglycerides are out of this world. And I'm like, you, most vegans I know eat tons of carbohydrates, right? So they're not getting enough protein. They're getting minimal fat. So everything is carbohydrates, rice, beans, vegetables. It's all carbohydrates. You know, you can eat good carbohydrates, but unfortunately, regardless, they turn into sugar. So, yep. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about today. So overall, we've been told you have to have your cholesterol under 200 milligrams per deciliter. That's according to the American Heart Association. Have to be under 200. But here's the thing. Cholesterol is your friend, not your enemy. So we've been conditioned to fear cholesterol. But cholesterol is your friend, not your enemy. So there's Dr. Ron Rosendale, who's an MD. He actually talked about how cholesterol is a vital component of every cell membrane on Earth. In other words, there's no life on Earth that can live without cholesterol. Now, there's a lot of things that raise cholesterol. There's a lot of things that lower cholesterol. But here's the problem that I've seen more recently. People are coming in with their cholesterols, total cholesterol, in the 90, 110. And all I can think about is, this is dangerous. And they say, but my doctor tells me that this is awesome. I'm like, are you on cholesterol lowering drugs? Statins? And they say, yeah, absolutely. Well, I, as a practitioner, I am not a prescribing physician. I don't put people on medication. I don't take people off medication, right? My goal is to educate you. So most people are not educated about what if your cholesterol is too low. Statistically, when you look at some research, they consider low cholesterol. Some people consider it 150 and other. Most I've read is under 120. There are detriments to your health when it gets below 120. So one large study conducted by Dutch researchers found that men with chronically low cholesterol levels had a significant and consistently higher risk of having depressive symptoms. This could be because cholesterol affects the metabolism for serotonin. Serotonin is a substance that involves your happy, healthy mood regulator. It helps in regulation of your mood. On a similar note, Canadian researchers found that those in the lowest quarter of total cholesterol concentration had six times the risk of committing suicide as those who did in the higher quarter. Think about it. Your brain is made up of fat. Your body needs that cholesterol. You're literally robbing your brain. You're robbing it. Dozens of studies also support a connection between low or lowered cholesterol levels and violent behavior through the same pathway. Lower cholesterol levels may lead to lower brain serotonin, which in turn leads to increased violence and aggression. They looked at a meta-analysis. 41,000 patients' records found that people who have taken statin drugs to lower their cholesterol as much as possible may have an increased rate of cancer, while other studies have linked low cholesterol to Parkinson's disease, neurodegenerative diseases. It makes sense because, again, when you're looking at Parkinson's, we're robbing our brain of good things like fat that your body needs. Again, a 1999 study from Duke University of healthy young men found that those with lower cholesterol were likely to have more depressive symptoms and anxiety. A 2012 study presented American College of Cardiology Scientific Sessions found a possible relationship between, again, lower cholesterol and cancer risk. One other concern about women, low cholesterol involved with women who may become pregnant. If you're pregnant and you have low cholesterol, you face a higher risk of delivering your baby prematurely or having a baby with low birth weight. So when you're looking at symptoms, people with low cholesterol, it doesn't mean that there's chest pain, hopelessness, nervousness, confusion, agitation, difficulty making a decision, changing your mood, sleep, eating pattern. So again, if you have an LDL of less than 50 milligrams per deciliter or your total cholesterol is less than 120, that's to be considered low cholesterol. So look, okay, oh my goodness, you're not at 200, but is there a danger of you being too low? And the answer is yes. You know, when you're looking at that, it's like, okay, but what if it's too high, right? We're so concerned about having it be too high, but your total cholesterol level is not a great indicator of your heart disease risk. Now, here's what we have to look at. Statins, which are cholesterol-lowering medications. So we say, oh my goodness, we've got all of this cholesterol. Well, remember, cholesterol is your body's healing mechanism. So if there's damage to an artery, your body actually sends cholesterol there to help it heal. So it's like if you have a leaky pipe and you put duct tape on it, leaky pipe, duct tape, and you have a friend who comes in and is like, oh, dude, I see your problem. You just have too much duct tape everywhere. You're like, what? You know, that's the same thing with cholesterol. Why is your body creating cholesterol? So you have to look. They're finding more and more. So, well, let's talk about this. Statins stop the production of cholesterol in your liver. So 75% is made there. Here's the problem. It also greatly affects things like CoQ10. So most people know that if you are on a cholesterol-lowering medication, statin, that it decreases CoQ10. So CoQ10 is an enzyme in the body which is beneficial to heart health and muscle function. Statin drugs strip that away. So that's oftentimes one of the first side effects that you'll see of statins is that you've got muscle weakness. So, you know, I remember there was a patient and he said, I literally couldn't walk up 5 stairs because my legs hurt so bad. It's called rhabdomyolysis, so it's breakdown of muscle. Another thing that I see often is the increased rate of type 2 diabetes the longer that someone's on statins. The reason being is because statins stop the production of cholesterol in your liver. Your liver also takes care of excess glycogen. When you're shutting down how the liver works, it's not able to utilize glycogen as much. So you see an increased rate of blood sugar in the or sugar in the bloodstream, which is where you see a lot of the times people on statin drugs say, hey, I really haven't changed literally anything, but yet now I'm diabetic and I wasn't before. But I feel like I'm doing things so well. You're like, well, yeah, it's not what you're doing. It's not what you're putting in your body. It's your body's ability to utilize what you're putting in your body. And so there are definitely natural ways to look at decreasing cholesterol. But overall, it's just one, what I wanted to talk about more so than just, hey, this is how you decrease cholesterol. Because, you know, decreasing sugars, increasing exercising, paying attention to the sugars that you're eating, avoiding doing the bad things, smoking, drinking, right? We all know about these things, what to do to decrease cholesterol. That's not the point of this talk. The point of this talk is to realize that most people don't realize that, yes, there is a too high. Most people with cholesterol are realizing that there's a too low. There are health dangers with too low. So there's an ideal range. But what I often find is that when people are looking at their blood work or they're getting their cholesterol checked, they're really just paying attention to, is my cholesterol too high? They're never paying attention and they're never really educated about, hey, is my cholesterol too low? Is there danger or damage to having too low of cholesterol, right? And that's ultimately the goal when we talk about what we do in the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Our goal is not to say, hey, you need to be on drugs. You don't need to be on drugs. That's not my job. Ultimately, my job, my goal is to say this. Are you educated about the decisions you're making in terms of your health? I have to say that is one of the best things that that's really happened for me is that I became a mom. Because, you know, I make decisions for my health all day. I sway decisions for my husband's health. But to make those decisions on your health, I feel like I'm so empowered having this child and this family now that I'm like, okay, yes, we make great decisions for us, but we make decisions as a family, and I'm educated about those. And that's the goal. Are the decisions that you're making educated decisions? And that's what our goal is to do, educate you to help you make the best decision for the health of you and for the health of your family. So if you want more information, check us out. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com, 317-893-2853, 893-2853. Schedule your appointment online, GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to next week. And always remember that your power is on.